This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
Proactive Christianity means that one must study. But understanding study in the context of being proactive. In other words, study based upon a reactive response is still pleasing and ought to be done. In other words, if someone comes to a situation in their life and they don't know what to do, and because they don't know what to do, they go to the Bible and seek to study in reaction to their circumstances of life, then that is still pleasing unto God. That is still appropriate and ought to be done. However, if one lives a life where study is only sought in reaction to life's circumstances, then one is not going to be prepared and be fully pleasing to the Lord. We see the psalmist stating in Psalm 119, verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." We understand that sin is a transgression of God's law. 1 John 3 and verse 4. So if one is going to avoid sin, then one needs to know God's law so that one does not transgress God's law. But if one is unfamiliar with God's law, then transgression is surely going to take place. For example, we understand that if we want to avoid making errors and mistakes in the real world, we need to study and prepare ahead of time for life's circumstances. Take, for example, driving. Someone, if they want to drive, must first pass a series of tests. And those tests include understanding the laws that pertain to driving. If someone wants to drive and they don't know the laws concerning driving, then they might run a red light and have no idea that they were doing anything wrong. They might see a red octagon that's red and has four letters on it that are white and think nothing of it and just drive right past it, not even tapping the brake. Well, by doing so, they are transgressing the laws of driving. But see, we understand that if one is going to drive, he or she must be prepared first. And therefore, we have a series of tests that we are to take so that we can better understand the laws before we go out there and start driving. So we understand that a red light means stop and a green light means go. We understand that an octagon that is red with four white letters, STOP, means stop. We understand various laws within the state and within the country regarding driving. We practice those laws. We understand those laws. We study for those laws prior to taking the tests. Well, with our spirituality, our life is a test. We are going to be judged based upon the things that we have done in our body, whether they be good or bad. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10. And we are going to be judged based upon the words of Christ. John 12 and verse 48. And so as we are being tested in our life, as we are being examined in our life, as we're told to examine ourselves, 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5, we are being examined by God. We will be examined ultimately when it comes to our eternal judgment. And we're going to receive the things done in our body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. And so we need to then know now how we ought to be living as we're engaging in this test, if you will, as we compare it to driving, so that we can know the laws, so that we will know what to avoid and what we ought to be engaging in. And therefore, David writes exactly what he does in Psalm 119, verse 11. Many believe that this psalm was written by David. It certainly would have made sense for him to have written it. But he states here, thy word have I hid in my heart. Why? Why are you hiding the word of God in your heart? That I might not sin against thee. I'm wanting to know God's law so that I can know what I need to be doing, so that I can know what I ought not to be doing, so that that way I can be pleasing to the Lord. And the same thing is commanded within the New Testament. Preparation. Proactive study. Study that is not always reactive, but study that is being done proactively to prepare oneself for life. Peter tells us in 1 Peter 3 and verse 15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Certainly we need to understand why we are Christians. But if we're going to understand why we are Christians, we need to be reminded of why we are Christians. We need to come back and understand God's law, God's word, more and more each day. Because guess what? Satan is trying to distract us from our understanding of Christianity. And that's why Peter writes what he does in 2 Peter chapter 1. He's explaining to them that he's seeking to put them in remembrance of the things that they already know. They already know them, but he's seeking to remind them of them. Verse 15 of chapter 1. And so we need to be reminded. We need to be proactive in our study so that we can know what God's law is, so that we won't sin against Him, so that we can be prepared and ready to give an answer and to be able to understand our relationship with God, why it exists, how it's possible to exist, and so that we can be knowledgeable of God's word, of God's doctrine, so that we can be effective and fruitful in every good work. 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting at verse 16. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, it is God-breathed. And it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Why? That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto every good work. If we're going to be prepared for every good work, if we're going to be ready to serve the Lord, if we're going to be able to have what we need in order to avoid sin, and in order to answer to others as to how we became Christians and how they can become Christians, proactive study is required. We can always grow in our study, and at times our study will be reactive, but if we want to be proactive Christians, our study needs to be proactive as well.